Yeah, I have to say it was a bit of a con job from me, you know.
Should we edit that?
No, it was a bit of a con job, and you know, I think truth's got to be told. I'm known to be for being very, very honest. I read the flick on well. Cut inside. It wasn't Steen, it was Sturridge. Yeah. So Sturridge is there. I've read the flick on. I've gone inside, and you're at my ankle just went poof like that, flipped over, and I'm going. And the ball's going. I can see the ball going on me inside, and I thought he's through. So up I go with a hand, throw it down. I know I'm bang in trouble, last man. So my ankle did go over. It did hurt, but under no circumstances where was I ever bang in trouble. And the problem is, you know, your physio comes on, you know you're bang in trouble, so you act it out a little bit. Then it gets to the embarrassing stage where you're getting stretchered off.
And then
all right, and you can't take it back, and you just got to see it through.
So was it when the plaster went on? You put your hands
well,
up.
Well, I went out that night. Listen, it gets worse. I went out in Ruxley Manor that night. Is it Ruxley? There's a restaurant in Ruxley.
In the garden centre. Yeah. Yeah,
so I went out with a John Hayes that night, who's a Charlton supporter, lifelong Charlton supporter, and he knows me like the back of his hand, and he just said, "There's nothing wrong, is there?" And I went, well, I went over on my ankle, you know, that sort of thing. And he just went, oh, no. And I had one of those moon boot things on. I had crutches. And I had to do it because the physio was going, no, you might have done something. And I'm going, I haven't. Listen, I know I haven't. I don't want it. You've got to take it. So I go into Ruxley Manor, and it's full of Charlton supporters. Everyone's clapping as I go in. And I'm just thinking I'm going to try and get myself out of a sending off here, turned into an absolute nightmare. Ref was absolutely 100% right.
Yeah.
And I told him after the game, to be fair. I went up to him and said, look, because on the stretcher he said, I'm ever so sorry.
Did he?
I'm ever so sorry. I've got to send you off. Show me the red card. And after the game I said, don't be sorry. You know, it was the right thing. I was last man.
Did you manage to grab a catalogue on the way off?
No. Although Peter Vardy did write me a nice letter, I think, the next week trying to find me.